This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Is the conceit of a Zoom wedding that you are then, like, at some point when everything's over, going to have the, like, reception or the fun part?
This one that I'm going to tomorrow is in person, but I'm not attending. But now enough people are vaccinated that they're doing it in person.
Yeah, a little half and half.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Amir?
You can do Zoom.
I said a little half and half.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's kind of like an Arnold Palmer.
No, it's not. I meant
it's
like
a little bit like an Arnold Palmer. Half tea, half lemonade, half in person, half over.
Now I feel like exactly. I interrupted Lauren, but you did. And like, you're dragging me with you. I was agreeing with her as she was talking.
Lauren, I'm so sorry about Amir. Continue.
Oh. I genuinely don't care, and I don't even know what I was talking about.
That's the tagline to this show.
You heard it here first. You absolutely heard it here first.
What the fuck?
Are we going to open it?
Not yet. Are we?
Felt like we had to do it for the segment.
Lovely day for a Gansett. This is me trying to get sponsored by Narragansett,
okay.
New York's lager.
And how long have you been drinking these beers?
It's been about 7 years.
Can you spell it?
No way.
Can you spell it?
Can I spell Narragansett? Okay, let's see. Narragansett.
Turn it a little bit the other way. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, it wasn't as hard as I thought.
Yeah, it was pretty phonetically. Like,
I said it's a right lovely day for a Gansett.
Okay.
With some pals. This is our second ever in-person episode. We've set up the Zoom in such a way that it's barely editable.
Mm-hmm.
So A, be on your A game.
Word.
B, enjoy. You know, we have this kind of live energy in a way.
This is awful. Every time I can't leave because if I stand up, then the headphones will shock you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's
so I do
bad.
Feel like I'm actually held here against my will, which is really cool.
That is not, I'm not going to say that's something I set up, but it is a fortunate
coincidence. It does. Yeah, it kind of makes sense. For this show specifically, yeah.
Cheers. We should say that it's 2:20 on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Which is a lovely time for a Gansett. Gianna's
Black
having a white claw
because
she doesn't like beer. You said it was a lager. You said that was disgusting.
Yeah. I am not a beer gal. I won't pretend to like IPAs or anything like that.
I don't. Oh, shocked you?
No. Right on my face.
Worse. So every bad thing is happening to you. Yeah.
Yeah, I love this. This is my favorite episode already.
This is already one of the worst episodes we've ever had.
Yeah.
Because there's only three of us, again.
Uh-huh.
There's something about this combination that other people don't want to join.
Yeah.
People just weren't in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was us three in the office. We said maybe we should record an episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
I know. And, we know. I'm doing it for them.
And the thing is, we didn't, like, how do I put this?
Prepare.
We didn't prepare.
But that's what makes it good. That's what makes it, it's on its toes. You can feel how fragile it is.
Yeah.
Which to me is sort of my sweet spot. That's sort of the batter's box in a way.
Okay.
Because I'm ready to slam a Gansett.
Stop talking about Gansett.
It's become my personality.
You can talk about other things.
All right. Name a topic. I'll talk about it.
Okay. What did you eat for lunch today?
Trick question.
What are you talking about?
How about a sandwich? I had a Hero.
Okay, great.
What
great.
Kind?
Let's talk about
what
Heroes.
Was on it?
Yeah.
It was honey turkey chipotle mayo,
okay,
Gouda.
I hate that you're answering this like you're being accused. I just want you to train the topic.
It's a cross-examination. When did it turn into a cross? It's supposed to be fun.
You asked us to ask you things.
You know what I don't like is like the fucking defense, the wall of defense being the Zoom that I'm not in the physical room with you guys.
Yeah, now we've actually cornered you.
Staring daggers at me. I don't appreciate it. Oh, we're going to really get into it today, though. Meaning, let's really get to know one another. We should say Gianna's hired full-time now, which is unbelievable.
Grats.
We knew it would happen, but the last time you were on the show, you hadn't been hired yet.
No. I also graduated college between this
Very
time.
Very good.
Cool it with the applause, man.
I'm just trying to give her her due.
Yeah. But we can save it like till the end, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Because you are just still asking.
I liked the applause.
Also, last time we talked, you had to like cram an entire yoga course into a weekend.
Yeah.
How did that go? Did you pass?
I did pass, obviously, because I graduated.
Right.
I didn't actually do all of the yoga that I was supposed to do.
Right.
And my teacher was very, very, very gracious and gave me an A-, despite me missing like
no way.
Half of the assignments.
C would be fine.
No, yeah. Exactly. And I need to email her and thank her. It's just like I've been busy, but yeah, thank you.
What was your grade point average? Because this shit is going to matter in the rest of your life.
She's already hired.
No, like next company, they're going to ask again. Trust me.
I don't think so. No, they only ask about where you've
worked. 10 years down the line, they keep asking.
I don't think so. You've never been 5-10 years down the line.
Yeah, I know, but I figure as much.
So you guess. Yeah.
Do you have your GPA and your resume?
I do. No.
You're fucked up.
What? Why? What's yours? 3.9?
No, it was 3.5, which is not.
Don't put that on a resume.
It's not much to brag home about. To write home about, yeah.
What's the opposite of a braggart? Like someone who kind of openly projects
a braggart,
bad information about themselves,
self-deprecation,
a saggart, like sagging,
a sag after, a brag after.
Yes.
I don't know. But you finished up,
yeah,
with a GPA of what?
like a 3.3, 3.4, I think.
I had the lowest GPA in college of any of us.
What did you
have? It was 3.2.
That's not bad, though.
You know how many C's I got because I in my GEs?
What? How many C's you got?
Like probably 9.
What were your GEs?
That's
glad you asked.
Random ass number. Probably 9.
I don't think it was 9. Geology, obviously.
Okay, C-ology more like, right?
Okay, cool with the C shape because that's actually the one thing that I get insecure about.
Nice. Okay, I found it.
Sorry, did you say 9?
I said C.
Okay.
Keep going though.
Linguistics.
You've been speaking English your entire life.
There was, if I'm being honest, a freshman math seminar, The Mathematics of Gaming.
Okay.
Shut
okay.
Up.
That seems way more like interesting. Like you
Oh, I learned how to count cards. I didn't get a C in that one. I got an A. It was easy because it was kind of like learning how to con.
To con.
Oh. So it was like card game mathematics.
In a way.
Like a shape way. Of my heart, Sting mathematics.
It was like board games. Every week was a different type of game.
Okay. Just looking
I'm
at you
really,
normally.
Really not liking your energy.
This is the most energy I've brought.
Fuck.
No, yeah. We did a Vegas month.
Okay. You went to Vegas?
For a month. Yeah, it was just a month.
For that class?
Yeah. All expense paid.
No way.
You're lying.
There's no fucking way.
No, it was just in class, but we did talk about doing a class Vegas trip for a weekend. And then our professor, Sanjay, was kind of like, you guys are... I would go for the gaming, but not all of you guys are 21, so you're not going to be able to get in the casinos. I cannot endorse 18-year-olds going to a casino. I'll lose my job. And I actually ended up, and now keep in mind that this guy is, son of an immigrant, brown.
Of course, yeah.
You know, doing incredibly well for himself. I did petition to get him fired.
Yeah, extradited even.
Yeah, no, I was like, get out of the country. Like, you know, go back where you came from, you know. And I don't know if
bad,
it's kind of Stockholm
Very
syndrome. No, 100%, because everybody asked me that. And it felt so good to dish it out.
To dish it out?
And I can't take it.
At least you're honest with yourself.
We're all college graduates.
Yeah.
BA or BFA?
BA.
Nice.
BA.
Me too.
Yeah.
Nice.
BFA, but yeah.
So you think you're better than us?
I was going to say, weren't you a film major?
I just wanted to be a part of a group.
Mm.
Yeah.
The FA?
Yeah. Well, no. Because you guys were BA.
We're BA.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to say that I was BA.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
But honestly, this is all turning out to be BS.
Ah, that's funny, I guess.
Also bullshit. Not, I guess.
Not just I guess. Say if it's funny or not. All right, so.
How long have we been doing this fucking thing?
Why all of a sudden the sour attitude, man?
It's not all of a sudden.
All, by the way, the fact that you say sour all the time has made me say sour way more in my life.
January, and almost at the end of January.
Yeah.
Are you guys looking forward to beach season already? Or?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
I am.
No. And then if you say no, you look like an idiot.
I guess so. I don't look like an idiot. I'm kind of looking forward to beach season.
Why like, are you kind of looking forward
I don't like the beach.
You don't like the beach?
You don't like the beach?
You're so fast on it.
Do you like mountains? What do you like? What's your bag?
I love mountains.
All right.
I love the water. I love sand. And I love the sun.
So you love the beach?
Oh, no. I fucking hate the beach.
You don't like when they're all together. You like sand independently of sun and water.
Well, no, I like it when sand, water, like even like the crisp air, like...
Then what do you not like about the beach?
Desert? You want a desert oasis?
No. That's like, it's too much.
That's too much? That's nothing almost.
But I really like the water, especially being like right by the coastline.
That's the beach. Great. The coastline is the beach. Hmm? You're describing a beach, but you're saying you hate beaches. Do you understand why we're confused?
Not.
What do you think?
I guess I'm kind of picking it up.
What do you think a mountain is? Because you said you loved mountains and then you're describing beaches.
Oh, a mountain is like an elevated natural landform. Correct.
Okay, correct. And then a beach? Got it. so Johnny does like the beach, but you're not excited about beach season because why? It's too far away?
It's not even that far away.
I genuinely don't enjoy the beach. it's a little too boring to me. If I wanted to sit around on the sand or just sit around anywhere, I'd sit around anywhere.
Do you not swim?
I don't swim because the water's too cold.
I agree with that. I don't really swim either.
Exactly. So why'd you go to the beach?
Because I like to lay on the beach and look hot.
If I wanted to sit and be bored on hot sand, I would never have left the basement that my parents kept me in.
Do you want
to
talk a little
bit?
Yeah, do we need to talk?
I'm already out of it.
Yeah, obviously, but that kind of trauma does not just sit with you when you're there. It kind of follows you for the rest of your life.
Well, you did say you have therapy after this.
You want to unpack this?
Not really. It's not my job.
But you think a therapist should?
I lie to my therapist all the time.
Why? That's you're paying,
to get my money,
you're paying money.
Because I don't have enough trauma.
What
so
have you said?
What have
you
said? I told
you? Yeah, I'm sure like, you've like, what?
I was honestly purposefully flunked in a lot of my classes. Those C's I was telling you about, it's because people were out to get me. And then I could make up these backstories about how professors, you know, tried to get me expelled. And again, the story about me trying to get Sanjay gone is 100% true. So I like flip things that I do to other people.
So first off,
kicked a tween down a flight of stairs and I told my therapist that was me that got kicked.
Okay.
To what end?
What doesn't matter the end, because the ends justify the means, and I don't know what the means are until I do them. Does that make sense? Like, I'm only me every day, and it happens to be that I create this chaos, these horrible acts.
Okay, so you like to be able to perform, I guess, in front of your therapist, right? Like, kind of put on these, like, little facades for them?
Not perform as much as outright lie. Okay. Again, to get my money's worth. Because if I just told her what happens in my actual life, she'd be like, you're fine. You know? So there's like, I need to get advice that I can actually apply.
Okay. Well, have you applied any of this advice?
What? Okay. Well, for example, one of them was don't kick tweens.
Okay.
That hasn't necessarily manifested in my everyday life so far because earlier today I did kick a tween.
Sorry, so you have not learned anything. You aren't getting your money's worth.
Well,
and you are a bad person.
Everybody needs to be in therapy, they say, so I'm giving it a fucking shot. And you know who else I gave a shot?
I'm just lying the whole time.
Yeah. No, I did set up, you've seen these free COVID tests, like booths in Williamsburg.
Yeah.
What? What are you going to say?
I set up a stanchion
in a tent, and I said free COVID tests. They were dummy tests.
Yeah. Can you explain what a stanchion is?
It was like a banner, I think. Some kind of banner that said free COVID test. And then people came into the tent and I would like, you know, do the swab and everything. It was just a Q-tip. I don't have the tests. It was dummy tests. And they were dummies for coming me to test.
Do you realize these people are kind of fearful for their lives right now? Yeah, that is kind of terrorism in a way.
Okay. Wow. And now the T word comes out. Yeah. Is it because I look like Sanjay?
Obviously not. You're in a room with another Sanjay lookalike.
Oh my God, I can't wait till he's shit canned. I really can't. We're all people of color.
Yeah.
How does that mean?
What?
The one thing I ask of you guys is don't bring up the C thing or interrupt me. That's the one thing.
That's two things.
Oh, yeah, that is.
If you guys feel comfortable with it.
What?
What's the race you would rather be?
Probably be white, because I'd get a lot of free shit. And I'd get to hang out with, like, have dinner parties. What do other white people do? They play Can Jam a lot.
They skirt the law.
They play, what's that
they
game?
They do skirt the law.
They read Cam Jansen.
Cam Jansen?
Yeah, the woman with the, or the girl with the photographic memory.
I don't remember. The one with the photograph?
You know, no. Children's book.
Yeah, no.
You guys don't know Corduroy?
Oh,
I do know Corduroy.
I know Corduroy.
The Cowardly Bear.
I love Corduroy.
I didn't read Corduroy. I was a little too advanced for that kind
What'd
of bullshit.
What'd you read?
No David? Have you heard
what?
Of that?
What?
No David.
What is that about?
I love No David, too.
What is No David?
That's a classic.
No David is a book.
That's not about David.
No, it is about David.
It's a picture book, and every page it says No David, and this child is a Dennis the Menace type. He's pushing over fish bowls. No David. If he's like pulling a cat's tail, No David. And it just goes like that. And at the end, it's Yes David. Because, like, he feels bad for all he's done. And then there's, like, a kind of redemption arc.
And at the end, it's, yes, daddy. And,
yes.
God. Did David... I don't know. I don't know how to...
First I'll go all, beside
let's get that out of the way. You guys are acting like saints of Newark. Two New Jersey residents. Not residents, but alums, really.
Okay.
And my question is that you guys are kind of scrutinizing every decision I make, saying, you know, casting judgment that I shouldn't set up what you guys called booths of terrorism.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
Okay,
no,
right.
Bad idea.
What do you guys do that's morally questionable?
Morally questionable?
Yeah, reprehensible even.
I mean, I've been... So I have a lot of, like, guy friends, and they all have girlfriends. They're all in relationships.
Loser. For having friends in
relationships. All right, relax.
You
got to
be friends with single guys.
I guess. I mean, not really my decision. I'm really happy for them, too, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. So I've been telling their girlfriends anytime they come over, and, like, we're all hanging out, and, like, let's say my friend has to go to the bathroom. I'll tell her, like, hey, you should probably paint your nails soon. Like, get your nails painted. I don't know, like, what's going to happen, but, like, I feel like I have a good feeling. You should probably get your nails painted. And then they get their nails painted, get the whole mani-pedi thing. Then, like, weeks go by, nothing happens.
That's so fucked.
You think that they're getting ready to be proposed? Like, you're instilling the idea they might get proposed to.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't think it's really that morally questionable because at the, like, right at the start, they're like, oh, my God, like, oh, something is
about
to happen.
You think you're making people happy?
Yeah. I mean, I see it in their face.
Promoting self-care. Like,
and they give me a big old hug. Or like, that means a lot to me.
It's morally questionable because in the end, they're left off worse than before. They were out of stasis. You gave them a high and they end up in a low.
Yeah.
Like, do you see that?
Well, like I said, I have a good feeling. So it's not like I'm not giving them anything concrete.
But you don't see how that could make someone think they're about to be proposed to or something great's going to happen, a trip or something.
I don't know. I mean,
I think
that's
not
why
really.
He does it, because you do think about it.
Yeah.
I think that.
I mean, I don't, I guess like it's in the back of my mind, like, oh, like this could mean like you're getting proposed to, but like, I don't know. Like if you tell somebody like, I have a good feeling about you, like, doesn't that make them feel good? Right.
I feel physically uncomfortable.
I guess speak for yourself.
Yeah, I feel like in some way speak this is myself, deeply misogynistic, but I can't put a finger on why.
Oh, okay.
I'll come up beside it.
That was easy.
This show is Webby worthy. What? This episode, it's actually going better than I thought, mostly because I've gotten me to confess and you to confess to morally reprehensible hobbies, really.
Okay.
Gianna, what's something potentially more morally reprehensible that you do?
I was going to bring up the group chat that we have and the fact
let's not bring that up.
I'm not in the group chat, but we don't bring that up.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about it.
Yeah, we don't.
Okay.
But everything you say and do in that group chat is morally reprehensible.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we're not being like...
No.
Have you ever cheated on somebody?
No, but I would.
Oh yeah, man. I don't know. Usually it's like a mistake when people do. Yeah. Mm. Like if you had said yes, it would have been like yes, but like I made a huge mistake.
Well, like I feel like when everyone's like cheating on like a test, like there's like, oh, I cheated on that test too. Like, oh, that was so sweet.
But that's not the same thing.
Yeah. Because you're hurting someone instead of just like, you know, increasing your academic success.
Well, I mean, like the teachers kind of hurt, aren't they?
No, the teachers don't give a fuck.
The teachers don't care. Yeah.
And if they do, they suck.
Mm.
That's what I, that, if I was going to be, here's the thing. If I ever end up being a high school teacher, I'm going to be like, you guys are all getting good grades. Like, you know, if the worst you'll get is a B minus or something like that. And you don't have to come at all. But if you come, show up to learn and we'll learn and you'll get an A. And, you know, I'll figure it out with the administration.
This is you halfway through the marking period.
Why didn't you tell us this shit on syllabus week? Also, you're drinking a Narragansett. Can't do that.
I had a teacher like that, low-key. Shout out Mr. Lee.
Yeah.
Oh, from high school?
From high school. Mm-hmm. He used to give me, when I would skip other classes, I would like go to his class and he would write me like a late pass.
It's amazing.
So I could.
Wow.
And where is he now?
I think he's still teaching.
I think he was fired.
Yeah.
No.
I thought he was serving like a 5-year sentence for,
tax evasion. Yeah, tax evasion was,
It was like white collar, but still kind of
crazy.
Guys, yeah.
Don't ruin this for me.
Don't ruin this for Lee.
Yeah. All right, Jeffrey, do you have a segment?
We do have to take a break, and then I'll be right back with, I think, the best segment I've ever come up with on this show.
Christ.
God.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. You guys are going to love this. I wrote this specifically for you. And if you don't like it, sorry, but I put a ton of work into it.
You wrote this specifically for us in like the 30 minutes that you were sitting by yourself.
Yes. Okay. But not 30 minutes, it was like a half a day, let's call it.
Okay.
Because I started it at like 110 and we're recording this at 220.
I guess.
I always forget how long this song is.
Maybe you should shorten it. Get a different one.
Welcome to West Alps or West's Apps.
Okay.
So, you guys know the Alps, the mountain range.
Swiss Alps, yeah.
Swiss
Alps. I know of them.
The Western Alps is kind of like, it encompasses all of Monaco, the southeast corner of France, and some of Switzerland.
Fine.
Fine. Okay, right? And then West's Apps. Mm-hmm. Any questions?
I'm guessing it's Kanye West's Apps, right?
Yes.
Or appetizers.
Yeah,
or
the second one. Okay. So basically, you have to think that Ye eats out almost every day.
Okay, okay.
Right.
Especially with, you know, Julia.
Yeah.
I mean, he's trying to impress
what
her.
What a fox.
That's really good. Yeah.
You said it was good.
It's
but...
hard because, like, I'll never find somebody like Fox.
Yeah.
Let alone Lily James.
Yeah, because you're just a bad person.
Earlier today, I tweeted earlier today that if taking her surname was all it took, I would take Lily James's last name.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But she hasn't seen the tweet.
Yeah.
And so
she probably will never.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to add her because she doesn't have a Twitter. So I was trying to find her agents and
so that's bad. You shouldn't do that. Yeah. They're probably not going to respond either.
It's their job to kind of monitor, especially the publicist.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to monitor it.
They'll probably put you on like a list.
Yeah, probably like a blacklist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about like a brown list? So it's like, because I'm brown.
Yeah,
it's
obviously.
Like, it's a common
yeah.
layer.
Yeah, I get like the pun and everything, yeah. But like they're definitely going to blacklist you from like future Hollywood stuff.
Vars.
Yeah. Vars?
I didn't explain the game. It's West Alps or West Saps. So I'm going to either list a town in the Western Alps.
Okay.
Or an appetizer that Kanye West might have eaten at some point.
Vars.
Keep in mind, he eats at very fancy restaurants.
That's a town.
Vars.
That's correct. Vars is a town in the Western Alps.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know how you pronounce this. Chorges or Corges?
That sounds like an app to me. I don't know.
That's going to be a town in the Alps.
Wow, gorgeous.
All right, what about bread?
Oh, okay, yeah.
This has to be a trick question, yeah, right?
Like an app, Kanye West app.
That's a Kanye West
not
app.
Because
a lot of times, I don't know how often you guys eat out, they'll bring, you don't even have to order it. They bring bread to the table.
We get it. I don't know if you were going to say something.
Corn fritters.
Okay, that's
an app.
That's an app.
Correct.
Okay. And this is the best segment you got.
We had 40 minutes. We weren't supposed to record today.
Yeah.
We weren't supposed to record just today.
Great. That was a good one.
Gap.
Yeah, yeah. Gap?
That's mm-hmm. a town in the Alps.
Correct. Okay. Digne. Dean.
Digne.
Town.
Correct. Snacks.
Snacks?
Snacks?
Yeah.
That's not an app, nor is it a town.
That's going to be an appetizer.
Snacks?
Snacks, yes!
You can't order snacks.
What even
like
is an appetizer then if not snacks?
You're not wrong, but you need to be specific. Because you don't go to a restaurant and you order snacks.
Okay.
I feel like this...
What about banchan?
Banchan?
At Korean barbecue, that's just snacks.
I don't
almost spilled my Gansett.
Do you go to banchan and order snacks?
You go to Korean barbecue and order banchan. Banchan snacks, almost.
You said almost, so it's not.
I don't know the direct translation. I just know that I get banchan and it's a bunch of snacks as apps. this is not how I wanted this to go.
I feel like this game could have been interesting if you had like taken the names of like fancy foods, you know, like French stuff.
No, of course, of course. And I think he knows this.
Yeah.
Note taken. What about Alps?
Alps?
Yeah.
Alps is a city, town?
No, it's not a city or a town. It's like more of a region.
How is that wrong?
How about this? Pate.
That's an app.
Yeah.
I thought that one would get Johnny. What about Ops?
Ops?
Yeah.
Ops. That's...
town.
Town, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Or a region or whatever the hell.
It was a... well, now it's incorrect if you're changing it to that. It was actually a
I'm
town.
Not.
Oh, okay. Hang on.
I feel like for all intents and purposes, region, town, and city can all be the same thing right now.
Because the other option is food?
Yes.
Yeah. What about apps?
That's an app.
All right. I can see the energy. I can feel it. Maybe they can feel it on the video or not,
yeah,
but the energy's shifting.
Yeah.
Not in my favor.
What about free juice?
Free juice?
Mm-hmm.
Like free juice? Say sp- or
yeah, free,
free
juice,
juice
or free juice?
Free juice.
Okay. So it's a town?
Yeah, it's going to be a town. That's going to be maybe the southernmost part of the Alps.
What about, was the fucking hand motion.
Because well, you're approaching free Italy juice. Almost. What about bay juice?
Bay juice?
Yeah.
That's a town, I guess.
It's got to be a town?
That's going to be Bay's juice if I said it slower.
Gross.
So because she a snack. Oh, if you're in a relationship, by the way, major key alert, savor every last sip.
Of the relationship? Every sip?
Of your partner.
I hate that.
Enough.
Wow. If you guys hate that, then you're not going to like any of the rest of this. Let's just... move on. That was
juice.
West Alps and or West Apps, and I had a lot of fun with that. You guys brought absolute poison to the table, and I can't believe it went this way. I'm starting to get mad.
Don't sing. Don't sing when you're mad.
Johnny, you brought in a segment?
Yeah, so I think this podcast
is really good.
No, I think it's getting a little too big for its britches right now. And we've all done some morally dubious things.
Sure.
So call me an optimist, but I really do think that we're going to mess up really, really soon.
Do you want to get it? You want an intro song?
Do you have an intro song?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it. Okay.
Haven't done this one in a while.
That's a good one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I hope it fits the game.
Yeah, it doesn't, but.
All right, cool. Oh. At the very yeast, it's
is
a good time
a
to have a
Gansett. Is there a purpose to these? Was
oh, no, I just thought it'd be fun to have a drink.
Oh, also. I like that.
Yeah, it was good. Okay, so in this segment, I wanted to see if you guys could help me write a notes app apology.
All right.
I do figure that I'm going to need it at some point.
Yeah.
So here's what I have so far. I'm going to go line by line.
Okay.
And feel free to stop me if I'm going in like the wrong direction. And
all right.
I really do urge you to stop me so I can better hone in my apologizing capabilities.
I already feel like it's going to be bad then, but let's hear
it. Yeah.
Because you shouldn't. If you're presenting it to people, it should have gone through a couple drafts. How many drafts was it?
This is one. This is kind of just freestyled. I did write a sentence and I was like, I'll rework that sentence. And
are you apologizing for anything in particular?
Well, no, I think like this could be like a catch-all for anything that I do.
Okay.
Any of my answers.
I think any, already never mind because it should be specific to the situation.
Yeah, you need to be taking accountability.
Mm.
And listening to like why you did something wrong.
I wrote about that.
Got it. Okay.
One's
here. Let's just hear it.
So I'm not perfect. And neither are you, actually.
Already stop. Yeah, no, because that's like, even if that's true, it's a given. You don't have to say it in an apology.
Oh, right. Okay. So
just take the second fragment out. And continue.
The, I'm not perfect?
Mm-mm. You can keep that. That's good to admit guilt up top.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just don't say that about someone else who you wronged.
Okay. All right, next line. I've been listening. I've been seeing what everyone has to say. Actually, we should add like sad music underneath every time I start apologizing. Then you can do it in post.
All right.
I've been listening. I've been seeing what everyone has to say. and I waited till general discourse slowed to a crawl before finally making a statement. What is an apology, really? Sounds too sad. This is a fun apology.
No way. What? Stop. It's already not a catch-all. Let's just plug and play something horrible you did, right? Let's maybe say you made disparaging comments about one of your colleagues who happened to be a woman.
Oh, okay.
It was me.
Okay. Yeah. We'll use you as an example.
You make disparaging comments about me all the time.
Don't.
Okay.
Well, I make should, a fun apology.
Okay.
Because it's not fun. Everything you've said so far has been dire.
Okay.
And then you kind of want to make it fun because you're not having fun. You're not supposed to have fun. You're in the doghouse.
Yeah. I mean, when you read someone's NoTep apology too, sure. Like you feel like kind of sad when you're walking into like reading it. So I wanted like, this is in the next line.
Yeah.
You're going to leave this post better than when you walked in.
Okay. It's not a physical space. Yeah. Two sentences in a row, you mentioned walking into an apology. It's a notes app. It's post.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's good?
No. I take that. Take out fun apology. Take out the last sentence as well.
Fun apology was like one thing that
you were really.
I was really happy about it, but like obviously it's like not fun to you guys. Whatever. Maybe, you know, I'll keep it in.
Nope.
What I did was funny. Can we agree?
Cut. Cut that part for sure. Okay. It wasn't funny if you're apologizing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I get why people are upset. What do you want me to say? I'm sorry for being funny.
No.
Now you're just gaslighting everyone.
Better to not post this at all.
Mm. But like, we can like rewrite this a few more times and then we'll probably get it to like a place where we can at least live in the drafts.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
Oops. So I do that three times.
Oops three times in a row?
Yeah.
Oops, oops, oops.
Yeah.
How did you think that this was good to present? How long did this take?
It took me like 30 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm glad it wasn't more than that. Yeah. It's still your better judgment should have kicked in. This is crazy.
No way. And then like in the middle of the post, we're going to have an ad break.
Monetizing
an apology. Who's the ad? Who's the company that you had maybe sponsoring this fun apology?
Buy three free meals with HelloFresh.
No way.
Three for free using promo code
now
notes
you're
app.
Making money off the traction of a public apology.
Yeah.
No.
Promo code notes app?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously
why
it's going
to
be whatever.
Why would you draw attention to the fact that it's a notes app apology?
Well, I mean, I work with advertisers. They want to know where it came from. So using the promo code notes app, they can track.
Focus on the victim, the person you've hurt, not a major conglomerate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Food delivery service.
It's great, right?
No, it's not.
No.
You're not hearing us. Okay. But let's keep going.
Will I change? Well,
yes.
Ask me in 5 years.
No
oh
way.
Oh my God.
Till then, can we really predict the future?
If you keep going on a tangent about the future.
Well, I mean, I think everyone's thinking about the future, right?
Not when they're reading a notes app apology
okay.
from you. By the way, in this case, you must have done something at least where there was news about it because you're posting this.
Right.
Yeah.
Not calling.
There was a lot of discourse up
there was
until
a lot
this
of
point.
Discourse.
Well, I mean, it slowed a lot. Like I waited until like people stopped talking about it to bring it up again.
Why would
because like it was too much. Like everyone was kind of coming at me from all sides.
So you're not even cylinders. Worried about the victim? You're worried about how you felt? Because usually it's like, we want to wait till everything dies down because
I mean,
you want to privately apologize.
It's my post. It's my notes app apology.
It's your moment.
My moment to shine. Okay, so
continue.
Future,
yeah.
Great.
So far, I think we've kept, of the sentences you've said, we've kept four.
Well,
I'm not
well,
perfect.
But we're editing the other ones. I think like in every draft, like you kind of have to rewrite pretty much everything, right?
No, usually you just like, you know, you whittle down is the ideal. Mm. So like the last couple drafts, you don't have to do much.
Oh, okay. This is the first
This one's almost a total rewrite.
Which is fine. I've had to do that before.
That's not surprising. Let's keep hearing the rest of it.
Anyway, I'm a good person. The blame should really be shifted somewhere else. The situation in Iran is getting really crazy.
Oh,
that's
God.
Where that energy should go. That's where that energy should go.
Don't repeat yourself.
Do not repeat yourself for emphasis. Don't bring foreign policy into it. You're politicizing and monetizing a public apology for a horrible wrongdoing that you did.
It's going to get likes, a lot of views. It's going to, at the very least, the people who are mad are going to see it.
Okay. And by the way, I did read over your shoulder earlier just a little bit that sentence, I'm pretty sure. And it, your original draft, and I'm glad you made this change. I don't think it should be Iran, but it was originally going to be Kony 2022.
Yeah.
10-year anniversary. Why don't we talk about that?
Yeah, yeah.
No
way. But like, I didn't, like, it wouldn't have been as evergreen because I wrote 2022 and like... After 2022,
what if Iran's fine?
Yeah, what if
it's also not evergreen?
Look,
any that's
look,
why
America's gonna meddle in Iran for some reason.
Are we writing an evergreen apology?
Because it's we're gonna need it. Trust me.
I'm not a part of this.
Maybe like ask me in 5 years.
Eventually, you are canceled for something and post a public apology. And you're like, by the way, thanks to my buddies Gianna and Jeff for really helping me through this entire process.
And writing this apology for
me. I haven't talked to Johnny in 5 years. There's more?
There is. We're about to close it. Till then, peace and love to my fans who have stuck by me. And to my haters, I offer you nothing. Later, y'all.
Honestly, I kind of fuck with that last
one. No way. You can't give him that. His haters hate him for a reason now.
That's true.
You can't say it's a good one.
I like that energy on a general note. But yeah, I think in this situation.
And like in a notes apology, it's like really good.
No. I think let's just do kind of a recap on what to change and what, not only about the notes app. Apology, but about you.
Okay. Yeah. Let's start with ears.
It doesn't feel like it, but yeah, let's go. Number one, don't create evergreen apologies because apologies should be singular to each person that you wronged.
Okay.
Number two, I would say actually don't go public. Maybe reach out to the person individually so that they know that you actually give a shit and think about them instead of taking it as your moment to monetize and politicize.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then four, this is just more on a micro scale for this apology. I would cut everything other than I'm not perfect. You don't even say I'm sorry. You don't even say I'm sorry.
Oh, you try to solicit forced or switched blame. Mm. You try to shift it to a struggling country.
Oh, I know. I did say I'm sorry. I was like,
you say, "I'm sorry that
I'm sorry for being funny."
Yeah. Sorry. Then. Let's do. I'm not perfect. I'm sorry. That's it.
Mm.
Maybe.
What about the
throw
oops?
In something
the oopses
about,
were
no.
really nice.
Absolutely, cut the oopses. Okay.
Well, I do challenge you guys to write a better notes app apology. Because I am trying.
That's what's most concerning, I was going to say, once we transitioned away from the recap, is that we're here for you.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm glad you guys are here.
Just hear us out, because you might not like the rest of it, is that we're here for you for whatever you need, and you have a support system.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't have to make these,
thanks,
like,
by the way.
Listen, you're not listening. That's another thing you have to work on, is that maybe don't make these, like, big swing cries for help on public forums where like 40,000 people are going to see this.
Okay.
And they're going to think that you're doing well or that this is a comedy bit. We're here with you. We know you personally, that this is an actual cry for help because you're actually dealing with stuff. Okay. Yeah. And now
therapy,
you're getting sad because you're starting to sink into the real feelings.
It's all right, though.
Therapy.
It's not all right. That's what we're saying.
Well, regardless, I am glad you guys were here to help me brainstorm because these celebrities, they who do these notes app apologies, they do have full PR teams and we don't have that kind of luxury.
You, not we. You keep saying we. I don't want to be LinkedIn. Because also this kind of supposes that something.
Oh, so you have a PR team or something?
No, like, I don't.
Exactly. So we don't have that luxury.
But we don't have any skeletons in our closet.
I also want to clarify that even though it sounds nice, I'm not really a part of your support system.
Oh, okay. So like, I'm... okay. Fuck. This is like a real kick in the teeth. But
teeth?
Yeah. But it's nice, you know.
It's not nice. You're on the verge of tears.
This is crazy. I've never seen him like this.
Yeah.
I think we should probably cut to a break. Yeah. We did this again. We did this last week. I've said we've never done it, but now we're doing it 2 weeks in a row. Let's just kind of regroup and we'll come back and wrap the show up. This is so fucked.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. say goodbye to clumps and flakes because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back.
Let's go.
Can you please?
I'm back on the saddle, baby. Apologized, ready to go. What's the next wave?
Let's go.
What's the next wave, guys?
Let's go. What are you talking about?
When we were testing the mic levels, you specifically said that you were not going to scream.
Yeah, so I probably clipped pretty bad, but it'll be worth it.
Oh, my fucking God. It's been 40 minutes. Let's wrap things up. Plugs, Gianna, what do you have going on? What do you want to point the people to?
Follow me on Instagram at Gianna.
Spell that out for the people.
I'm gonna fucking spell it out. You bet your ass I'm gonna spell it out.
Okay,
you were crying in the break. You teared up.
Yeah, but I'm back. I'm ready for another 50 minutes of this shit.
No way.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram at Gianna, G-I-O-N-N-A. Propose marriage to the comments.
Propose marriage to the comments. I'll do that.
To me in the comments.
And we should say you're in a gainfully employed relationship. You're not going to say yes to
anybody. I'm not going to say anything back. But I think it's a little, it's a little game that we have going on. People enjoy it.
Okay. Sure, if that's the bit that you're going to go with.
This dog and pony show, this cat and mouse game.
Propose marriage in the comments.
Yes. Especially the women who listen to this podcast.
Yes, especially the women, honestly.
You have to say my name first.
Johnny. I motioned with my eyes because we're in the same room.
Okay, finally. I do have a plug. Follow me on Instagram at Johnny V, J-O-H-N-N-Y-V-I-I. Follow me there. Where my notes app apology might be.
You gonna post it?
Probably.
You should post the amended version and it's even worse than the first. So yeah, go check out Johnny's Instagram. That's also my plug, is at Johnny V. Your memes are hilarious.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No shade on Gianna, but also like
I don't post memes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually am considering unfollowing the meme accounts that I follow. I think they flood my feed and it's too much.
Yeah.
And they're not ever funny or things that I need to be a part of, I feel like, anymore.
I feel like it's a good... I follow a lot of accounts.
I follow a few good ones.
I follow a lot of bad meme accounts.
Yeah.
Because I think it's just good to see, like, oh, people are laughing at these things. Like,
that's what pisses me off, I think, about it, is that, like, I'm just like, this isn't anything. Like, we were just talking about this, I feel like, last weekend was, like, of NBA Twitter and NBA Instagram of just, like, LeBron kind of has a misstep or like steals somebody's like water and then gives it back to them 2 seconds later. And everybody's like 10 cry laugh emojis. And they're like, straight comedy. And I'm like, no, it's not. He's kind of goofy. But if he was in a room with normal people and wasn't the best basketball player of all time, nobody would think that's funny. And it's not.
I think that's why it's so funny on a meta level.
On a meta. Yeah.
Yeah.
And in the metaverse.
Yeah. We're in the metaverse.
Cracking.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been to the metaverse, and nobody knew who you were.
The metaverse is so... That's really funny.
Why did that actually resonate? I was like, fuck.
That's what you say to LeBron, and it really affects him.
Yeah.
No, I think... Have you seen footage of the metaverse, right?
Yeah.
It's janky as fuck.
It is. Yeah. It have you seen awful. The grocery shopping video?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love that.
Oh, we can create an entire great world, and then you're doing the same old shit.
What is you the can't point afford of the groceries. That?
It makes no sense. It looks, the graphics are horrible. This is what companies are delving billions of dollars
it's
into.
Also just VR, like they're acting yeah. like it's this groundbreaking technology and it's just VR, and I got a little fucking VR headset for Christmas when I was like 15.
Yeah, and I hung out with Marika in a VR chat room in like 2020, and Nike putting money into that experience, I can't imagine that, because yeah, I mean no shade to Marika, but that was one of the worst experiences in my life.
It's probably so
I saw
awkward.
An article. And I don't mean to keep us going for this.
Oh,
episode.
I'll cut this out, but yeah.
Okay.
So like it'll be a tight product, but you can spew nonsense.
Yeah. All right, whatever. I read an article that was saying that Facebook, or sorry, I should address it by its Meta. Real name now.
Meta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Meta just patented a technology that will track your eyes and also the way your body moves in VR, in the VR space, to serve you ads, which is insane.
That's awful.
Yeah, it's literally so crazy.
What does that mean?
So, like, I guess if you, like, move a specific type of way, like, you'll get ads recommended based on that. So, I guess...
Like, if you move, like, you have, like, joint pain. Yeah. You're like, mm-hmm. What the fuck?
If you limp when you move.
Mm. There was actually this woman in England, I think, probably, like, in the... late 80s, early 90s, I think. And she patents into Robert.
She what?
No, it's just...
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the HeadGum Podcast. We'll be back again next Friday, again with the white vans. This was great. I think we all had a great time, especially at the end.
No, the ending was probably the worst part.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you.
Cheers. Norm.
Norm.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why
Live.
Don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.